Now let's bring you back home, and we're talking next about the auction of assets of Bosasa. It's now known as African Global Operations. And of course, the background to this whole story that brought the company to its knees has to do with the former COO of the company, Angelo Agrizi, spilling his guts at the Zondo Commission, accusing a number of people within the company and various other government officials too of corruption. Now, essentially what has happened is that many of the assets at this building are going under the hammer, and that auction began today. It's going on until Friday, and it looks as though the family is objecting to that, but let's find out whether their voices will be heard. Veronica Makgadi is on the story for us. She's back with us now, and I take it you were there earlier. Just tell us how this all played out as the auction began, Veronica.
Well, Joanne, I can tell you that there were about hundreds of people literally in this room, overcrowded, ready to, you know, sort of bid for any sort of item that came up. We saw cars and trucks and equipment, and I can tell you that the family's, you know, concerns were definitely ignored.
Okay, so this is an interesting thing. I mean, the background to this is that Park Village Auctions and Property Sales said they were going to dispose of about 65 million rands worth of assets. And you say that there were big ticket items, but smaller ones too.
Absolutely. And I think, of course, speaking about those big items, of course, was the BMW X5, which belonged to the later CEO, Gavin Watson. Now, that, of course, when we spoke to some of the bidders that were there, we said, why are you here? What is it that you're looking for? And he said, you know, I want a chance at the BMW, if not that, the Porsche, and then the Mercedes-Benz. So definitely the vehicles were the big call for the day. But as you mentioned, it is a three-day auction, and various things will be for sale. As you mentioned, of course, the property in itself tomorrow will also be, you know, under the hammer, as well as various security equipment and, you know, so forth. It's a long, long list.
What is the property worth, Veronica?
Well, at the moment, I actually don't know, Joanne, and we cannot confirm right now. Of course, we were told that those who wanted to bid had to give in somewhat of a deposit starting from 20,000 rand.
Okay. So tell me, where do these proceeds go?
I mean, Joanne, so there are, you know, questions around where these proceeds will be going, but mostly the aim is, of course, we know that African Global Operations is currently in debt. And the aim of course, these possessions which are being auctioned is to somewhat pay creditors and allow the company, of course, to settle its debt. We do know that they are currently facing a very serious financial crisis.
Let me just ask you about this. We've got Gavin Watson's nephew, Jared, who's a lawyer, I believe, quoted here in our EWN article saying it's not wise for people to buy any of these assets. Well, where is he going with that?
I mean, it's, Jared's, you know, comment basically just comes from the fact that these items essentially do not, you know, belong to the companies that are wishing to sort of liquefy African Global Operations, saying that these items still belong to various peoples. They are under, you know, certain people and certain employees under the company. And of course, we can see by today that his calls and his bid to ask the public to not participate in the auction definitely did fall on deaf ears.
Yeah, it certainly has, including those of Park Village Auctions and Property Sales. They say it's quite fine to go ahead, do they?
Absolutely. And if you could see the numbers, Joanne, you would be shocked.
Incredible. Very interesting indeed to see what would have gone under the hammer today. Thank you very much for watching for us, EWN's Veronica Makgadi.